The paths of a former East European leader and a musician with roots in Puerto Rico crossed recently at the Glen Rock, Pennsylvania home of syndicated columnist Crispin Sartwell. His 15-year-old son had a homework assignment for Spanish class to write a biography of Tito Puente. His son was amazed to discover during a Google search that not only was Tito Puente the king of Mambo, he was also the former leader of Yugoslavia. Ah, the broad sweep of the internet, where an imprecise search can merge in an instant Marshal Tito and Tito Puente. Well, that conflation set Crispin Sartwell to thinking.
Marshal Tito Puente was that rare combination, political strongman and Mambo percussionist. A newspaper review of the period referred to Tito's, quote, ability to literally drive a crowd crazy with his spicy heat from south of the border, a skill that served him well in international diplomacy, as well as in his efforts to confine political opponents to psychiatric facilities. Later, he was to train that seductive beat squarely on Richard Nixon and a series of other American presidents who invited him to perform at the White House even as they attacked his brand of Marxism. As Watergate broke over a shocked nation, Tito moonlighted as the eldest member of the Jackson Five. He was declared president for life in 1976, and in his career recorded about 120 albums, more than almost any other dictator in history. He won 5 Yugoslav Grammys. His influence is still felt today among members of the current generation of Latin music stars, such as Enrique Iglesias and Pervez Musharraf. So when someone tries to tell me I can't, I tell them right back about Marshal Tito Puente. Anything you can dream of being, tap-dancing firefighter, incredibly stupid professor of physics, white NBA star, or sweet and sour pork, you can be. Be it all. And like Tito, be so much more.
Well, Crispin Sartwell's column about this also got us thinking, what would Marshal Tito Puente sound like? Maybe something like this.
Absurdni napadi na naš narodni front i na komunističku partiju Jugoslavije, koji je stvoren u procesu revolucionarne borbe.
And imagine the possibilities of other Google crossbreeds of music stars and strongmen. You could blend the smooth stylings of a Hawaiian lounge singer with a certain Vietnamese revolutionary.
Đế quốc Mỹ đưa quân đội vào xâm lược.
The American imperialists have invaded the South with their troops and have tried to destroy the North with their aircraft.
That, of course, is Don Ho Chi Minh. Or how about a genius of gospel and soul tempering the exiled tyrant from Liberia?
We will continue to lead and not follow.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back.
History will be kind to me.
What you say?
I have fulfilled my duties.
No more, no more, no more.
Now, you have no excuses. You must now seize this opportunity to help Liberia.
I didn't understand you. You can't mean that.
Ray Charles Taylor, the iron hand of a Spanish dictator, softened by the soaring tenor of a late great Italian opera star, make way for Francisco Franco Corelli. The brutal excesses of a Haitian despot, mingled with the mountain folk songs of North Carolina, it's Baby Doc Watson. And our personal favorite, take a hardcore rapper from the streets of Brooklyn, tack on a North Korean strongman. Hello, Lil' Kim Jong-il. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.